Before we do that, we have two small tosas in connecting to the Gemara earlier, the Ches and the Beis. The Gemara quoted the pasuk, I believe it was in Daniel, right? The Vamaskilim Yashiru Kizorakia Masika Rab Kichochavim Golem Boed. We had various ways to work out what each part of the pasuk refers to, connecting, of course, to Gabbai Tzedaka. So we had one drasha that the first half of the pasuk is about a dayin shidan dinem eslamito. And the second part of the pasuk, Metzdika Ram, Adikochvei, Adigabai Tzedaka. And then we had another version that this first part of the pasuk includes the Gabbai Tzedaka, who are considered the Maskilim, as Rashi explains, and then the other part of the pasuk, Amramdi Tinokos. So Tosus comments as follows, Din Emes Lamito. What does that mean? Din Emes Lamito. Emes is, sounds like two different expressions. Emes Lamito. Tosus wants to work out each part of the phrase. Emes, Lafuki Din Miruma. So that inyan is as follows. If you have dimiruma, means that technically everything checks out. The edim testify, and their edus matches, and yet something doesn't feel right. And the dayan intuitively can realize that maybe, like for example, if they're saying their edus, and it's not as if one person says it with one signon in his way, with his words, and the other one says the same story in their own words, but it's really the same story. That makes sense. But let's say, literally, one is a parrot of the other. So that gives us cause that maybe they rehearsed this so well, they literally are saying the same vocabulary, the same words. Now, technically, you can't cross-examine them and find a problem because they're answering the question exactly what, or maybe it won't quite, if you don't do anything, you'll just say, okay, everything is perfect. But you know that something is off here. So then you have to find a way to trip them up, and maybe you will do it by asking more questions or whatever it is, but you can't pass in and say, look, it's not my problem, everything looks good. It's a lesson in life also, you know, it's not my achrayus, everything sounds good, but you know it's not right. That's what's called dim meruma, it's fixed, okay? And then Tosis goes on, it says, l'amito shelo yatu es hadin. Not to pervert justice. That's gamito. There's an arichas in the Masha here. We won't go into it. Also the Bach in Simen Aleph and Beis Yosef there. Lemaisa, there's other tosis in other places. Toitok and Tosis Megillah. You would think that the gamito itself is coming to convey the idea of not dimiruma. In other words, din emes would be the pashut idea that you shouldn't be matter the din. And that's obvious. And then you say lamito, in other words, technically it's a dinamis because the Adam said what they said and it added up. But no, it's not amito. So that would sound more logical in terms of the words. And therefore, you have to know why Tosus says it a little differently there. He makes lamito shulat zin, that's pashut. So what do you have to say lamito shulat zin if that's obvious and din meruma is the chiddush? That's what the arichas is in the Mefarshim, in the Bach, and the Beis Yosef, and the Masha. Okay. Mastika Rabin. So this is now the other version that the first pasuk, the first part of the pasuk, maskilim, includes even the gabbai tzedaka. As Rashi says, they have to be maskil al dal. They have to look at the needs of the dal when they distribute tzedaka. And then the second part of the pasuk is matzdikah. That's the maskilim and maskir rabim. That's the melamdi tinokos. Okay, so now who's on a higher level? We talk about Melamdi Tinokos on the one hand, and we talk about the Gabbai Tzedaka. So the way the pasuk is phrased, you're starting with the level of the higher level, which is the Zohar Kia, and then Kochavim seemingly is a lower level of Or. So that puts, therefore, it puts the Gabbai Tzedaka on a higher level than the Melamdi Tinokos. Or maybe not. How do we know? Maybe the Kochavim have a greater or. But Tosfos says it doesn't work that way. You have to assume that the Rakia, the light of the Rakia, is considered a greater, stronger light than the Kochavim because of what we find elsewhere, that Gabbai Tzedaka are at a different level, a higher level than the Melamdi Tinokos, as we Mark quotes in Pesachim. Omeri, the Tzarech Lomar, the Rakia Mazet Trim Kochavim. You have to assume the Rakia has a greater light than stars. Overin, Mashma, the Gabbai Tzedaka Adifim Melamdi Tinokos. That in the hierarchy of Chashivos, Gabbai Tzedaka are considered more Chashiv than Melamdi Tinokos. The Omar, the Yagmar says, as far as Shiduchim, Lo Matzabas Tamil Chacham, that's the highest thing to strive for. Yisa Bas Gabbai Tzedaka, which is also a big schus. lo matza baskabait staka, then yisavast mlamdi tinokos. So you see that mlamdi tinokos is on a lower level chashivas than what? Then gabait staka. So then if the case of the pasuk is that you have the Zohar Kiyah and then you have the Kochavim, and Kochavim mlamdi tinokos, that means that the Zohar Kiyah is a higher light than the Kochavim. The Amariva, so how is that so? How is that really so? Ba'omriva ki matzah pik Rav Elazar the rakia the high kra the maskim yasir rakia hainu, not the rakia that we think of, which is the lower firmament of the universe that we have in front of us, but rather based on the Gemara Chagiga and Midrashim, rakia shal rashi achayos. In other words, you have the chayos already in the heavens, and then above that there's a rakia for that celestial level. Shemashir mikochavim sheoro ka'orachama. Now, the oracle chavim is like the orachama of our world. The rakia that we're referring to here is a rakia that's above the chayos, whatever all this means, right? The haide kamar now goes on the gemara. Says, Rabban and Mai, what about the level of those who are osik b'torah tamid? So the gemara says that's the pasuk in Shoftim, the avuk seshemesh b'gurasso. Now that sounds like it's higher than everything. If we're talking about the rakia above the chayos, so how can you put the shemesh of this world on a higher level than that of the rakia, the Zohar rakia of the chayos? So you have to say, Rabbanamai, Am Ravina, Bavzimirasso, Hainu, the Shemesh, not the Shemesh of our world, but the Shemesh Shalasid Lavo. And the Shemesh Shalasid Lavo that's going to emerge then, again, spiritual light, of course, the Hu Shivasayim Kaar Shivasayanim, that's sevenfold times the light of the Sheshes Mebrashis, of the Shivas Mebrashis, the Ar Shivas Mebrashis, Ha Shivasayim, the Ar Chamesh Alachshav, first targum shewani b'simchi. There was a targum midrashim that they had on that section of Tanakh, which is our Torah of Shabbos Chanukah, as you know. So that's again all connecting different gemaras, again above my pay grade. But ma'isa, that's pasha pshat natosis. Okay, yes, sir.
So the Or HaRakia is not an actual physical light; it's a spiritual.
It's all like that for sure.
I mean, the Or HaShemesh and Or
HaKochavim. Yeah, but even that, when we're talking about this the light, and even for using a muscle of this world, it still has to do with spirituality. Everything is manifest in this world in a certain physical sense, but clearly there's an idea behind it that reflects spiritual reality. That's Kiddur. The Ramchal writes this all the time. That's everything in this world that we see. That's not the whole story. It's always, you know, there's always something behind that, what that represents. Okay, let's continue along the Gemara, different halachis regarding tzedakah. Tan Rabbanan. Gabay tzedakah, einam rashon lifosh zeh mizeh. So we said before you need two people to act as distributing tzedakah because of svara. And the halacha is that they're not allowed to separate one from the other. Avo poreh zeh l'shar v'zeh l'chanus. Now, what's the pshat? First of all, he says you can't separate one from the other. Rashi explains, "Mitniach shat shelo yomu zeh hagove yichidi dai talitnov." No, having it separated, then it arouses suspicion. Now, even though we said before, and we'll see again, that they really are considered credible. But again, maybe the pshat is that once you have two, and then one separates, that becomes a cause for, you know, in other words, if you're arousing the suspicion, the default is you're not choshed then, right? But when there's something that's coming out of the ordinary that could raise the suspicions, maybe that's the pshat. So that's the idea of not to arouse chshad, that he's the fact that this guy's by himself, maybe he has an agenda to steal. But if it's not kedei ad kedei kach that they're separating, that they're not both seen together, but if it's zeh poresh l'shar v'zeh l'chanus, that's okay. Rashi explains, zeh l'gvos miyosh v'yashar. This guy's going to do collecting by the people. We're talking about collecting now. From the people by the shar, by the gate. Zeh l'gvos miyosh v'yachanus. Ubilvad sheyirau shneem ke'echad. In other words, they still have to be visible, but they're not mamish tight, one next to the other, but that's okay. Continues the Bryce, another halacha. Matzamos b'shuk. These are halachas that you don't want to arouse chshad. Matzamos b'shuk. See, let's say he happens to find money, and the money is in no simon, so he's entitled to take it for himself, but leitnei b'toch kiso, he shouldn't take that money and put it. People can see him taking coins and putting it into his own purse. So that looks like he's taking stucco money for himself. He's stealing. Shlo yom rashi says moshut stucco hugonev. Rather, what should he do? Elanosim l'toch arnekishut stucco. He should put it into the purse of stucco, because again, therefore, no one's going to suspect anything. Al maisa, it was. He's entitled to that money. He knows what it was. How much it was? So So when he gets home, he can take that for himself, and that's how it should be done. Kayotzibo, another similar thing of the same similar order. He happens to be a creditor, this Gabbai Tzedakah, and somebody who owes him money meets him up in the shuk, and everyone sees money being transferred from this loveh, but no one knows exactly why the money is being given to the Gabbai Tzedakah. So people could assume it's giving tzedakah. So lo yidein of toch kiso, he can't take that, but even though l'maisa he's entitled to it, it's a chov that's being paid up. But again, the appearances are important. Noson l'toch anekish shel tzedakah. Shavu l'beis l'yitrim. We see in the Rambam, the Rambam makes it clear, it's all based on the inyan of the pasuk, v'yisem, nekiyim, me'ashem, me'yisrael, which is an inyan that's quoted often, mishkolim, mishnais and shkolim, other places. It's a pasuk in Parshas Matos, back and forth of the Negad Bnei Ruvain and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where the pasuk actually appears, but there's an idea that we always draw from this pasuk, the Yisim Nikiyim. Again, something which is always so relevant in any position for any individual to be able to draw their own implications. But these are specific halachas that are guided by that principle. Okay? So another halach, another braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Gabbai Tzedakah, She'en lehem aniyim l'chalik. So they have this money, and right now there aren't any aniyim to receive the funds. And the concern is, as Rashi explains, that the coins will get rusty if they don't get changed. And Rashi explains, prutos shigabu, they collected prutos, the lochim dine kesef, because they had prutos anachoshes. And now you want to exchange it for silver, because the prutos anachoshes machlidos, they get rusty. And therefore, if you have the right away someone to give it to, so you pass it on, the currency. But if you have, you hold on to it for a little bit, then you don't want to do that, because the currency is going to get, you know, it's going to get somehow out of circulation if it gets rusty. So you have to be porit for kesef. So how do you do it? Poritim la'cherim ve'im poritim la'atzman. So you do the exchange with somebody else. Rashi, poritim prutas shegavu ve'lo kendiner kesef. We read that one. Im poritim la'atzman pen yachshidum sheporitim bezol. There's an exchange rate. You do it for yourself. So people say, you give yourself the best rate. So therefore, again, be some nikiyim. You do it elsewhere, someone else. Another halacha, we got bitamchoy, gabay tamchoy, they have food. Now food gets spoiled. And obviously, if there isn't anyone to give it to right now, Baruch Hashem, they're less aniyim, they're in need of the food, and you can't just hold on to it, it's going to get spoiled, perishable. Gabay tamchoy, she'engam aniyim machalik, so you have to sell it for money. Who do you do the sale to? Not to yourself. Mochem acherim ve'im mochem ma'atzman, again, because otherwise people assume that you're giving yourself a better price. Another halach in the Braisa, most yot staka, all these are codified, as you see in the Truch Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam. Most yot staka in monim osim shtayim al achas achas. You don't count them by twos, but you count the coins one by one. What does that mean? Rashi, in monim osim shtayim pen yomu shnayim hum notel, vein notel el echad. In other words, what's the chshad? People will say, he's taking two, he's counting as one, and he'll take a pocket one for himself. Therefore, again, it's all part of how you have to be scrupulous, that it shouldn't, nothing you do should be such that you should be arousing chashad. Okay. Amar Abaye. Those are the two braises. Now we have a statement of the Gemara of Abaye. Meresh is going to connect us a little bit back to what was earlier in the Amud. Meresh, Rabbi Yosef Marat Sifi, the Beit Knishta. So he's talking about Rabba, who is Rebbe, that's Mar. Originally, Rabba would not want to sit on the cushions of the shul, Beknishta. Now, what does that mean? Let's continue another line. Kimi deshama loha desanya. But then he heard the brisa that we had earlier in the Amud, Shanosa komashi yirtzu, that the gavoyim have a right. It says first they can make kupa tamchoy kupa, and then with Shanosa they can take the monies and divert it for whatever they feel is important in their needs, at their discretion. Then have a Yosef. So the question is, even in the Girsa, but what exactly was the happening here? The money that they used to buy the cushions in the shul, the benches in the shul, was originally what? So tzedakah, yeah. What exactly, more specifically? Rashi says what you said, machsalos til beis hakneses. So mishum de mezavni lumin mos hakupa. So it comes out, according to what Rashi is saying, after the Gemara says that he heard the Braisa, so it comes out you can clearly do what? You can take money from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah and you can divert it to what? To Tzarchi Tzibor, you could say. Now that is evidence that Rashi holds, like those we've shown him in the earlier Gemara, that Lushanosa means L'chomash Yirtzu, anything, as Rabbi Eltan's had it, you could take it for Shomei Ha'ir. So this is an example of Tzarchi, Tzarchi Ha'ir. Pashtus, it has to be Tzarchi, Tzarchi Ha'ir, like the Rambam said, as we pointed out, but it's not limited to Aniyim. But the only thing is, Rabbi Megash, as you know, argued. Rabbi Megash is of the Shita, and again, both Shitas are discussed and shown him at length. He holds that it has to be limited to Aniyim. So what does he do with this Gemara? But the answer is he had a different girsa in the Gemara. Right? What was his girsa? If you look in the Rif, the Rif girsa in this story was Amar Abaye, Mereish, Lavi Yasev, Marat, Sipit, Beknishta, Bibbe Midrasha. Ah, what's going on here? In other words, not like we have Atzifi Dibbei Knishta and the money was from the Kubla Shel Tzedakah. We're talking about a shinoi of his, not from Aniyim. It was a shinoi from what? From what to what? It was money for the Beis Medrash and it was now used for Tzifi Dibbei Knishta. He was makbid on that, and that's where they responded, Abai responded that, no, Chomash Yirtzu, Yirtzu is not now at the expense of Gezel Aniyim. What was the main problem that the Rimei Gash had? He can't be Gozel Aniyim. And we must be then, what's the machokas, in other words, in terms of whether it is Gezel Aniyim, it's not Gezel Aniyim, maybe it was given out tonight, so it's not Gezel Aniyim, it's Chaud Stuck, but that's only Gezel Aniyim. But this is not about that, this is about Stuck, you gave it Beis HaKnesses, you gave it Beis HaMedrash, that already, the understanding is, the Das could be, you could have diverted from Beis HaKnesses, Meshul to Beis Medrash, and so on. But even that, Rabbah wasn't sure about, but that became the basis for the Brice. So this is one thing in the Rimei Gash. Yeah, what's that? Yeah, go ahead, I think. Danny, before, yeah?
I'm just going back on an earlier thing.
The Rupa, yeah.
Rabbi Nur the Rambam, who quotes the Pasuk.
Bisa Mekiyim,
yeah. So is that to imply that these halachos are in the Doraisa to make sure that...
I mean, you could say, Bisa Mekiyim, in other words, it's like it's the Pasuk in Chumash. But you see, the fact that we will use that Pasuk to derive halachos about people who are involved with Staka, for example, or Trumas Halishka, as the case may be, that doesn't mean that the din is a din d'oraisa. Chachamim are kovei l'halacha, and they use that pasuk as a model for an inyan, which is obviously the idea of the Yisnikim is in the Chumash. But it's not pshat that you're making a drasha from the pasuk, mikan lamdu, mikan, you know, it's not like that. I don't think the idea certainly has a value on a deraisa level, but the formal halacha itself, and those, if he doesn't do it, I don't think he's violating a din deraisa. I think that we're using the Chumash pasuk as a limud for us that this is a standard. The chacham are now going to fill in the blanks and tell you exactly what halachas are going to derive from the fact that the Torah obviously holds of this in you. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
Even if the Rimei Gash has different gears, doesn't the Gemara still quote the Braisa that was supposed to be?
Yeah.
And that's clearly talking about Aniyim. So how is that a raya that, oh, once Rav heard that, then he would say, how does that help at all?
So I guess the Lushanosa will have to be going not just on Kupa and Tamchui, but really on Beis HaKnesses too. You know, the Lushan before, right, the Lushan of the Braisa was Rashoyim Lassus Kupa Tamchui Lushanosa. Lushanosa. Here. Okay. There is a long Megash. Mestavra lo de dafka kuba v'tamchoid mishanin osam ladadi shem tavai laniim. Shenosan davar sheinam tzarachaniim lo omne shub lezaniim. Va'af agav da hol eshno chomash yirtzu ketani hay lo chomash yirtzu diktani lo chomash yirtzu mitzarachi aniim. Kom kisus moda ki yotzi ben. Hapo she guf av tamchoid lo shem nizona osnik vu me karan yesh lo nosan dvam acherim shem tzarachaniim. It doesn't have to be dafka food or it can be other things, other tzarachim. Dom sheinam tzarachaniim engam mishus teida. Okay, so he has a couple of rayas, one ray from Shkolim, and then he says further, Vamina Nami, this is our Gemara, Amabaya, meaning from Rimei Gash, about halfway through. This is the next Gemara. Let's do it from this. Let's pause for a second, and we'll come to this in a second. This is the other Raya. The next piece of Gemara. So Amar Abaye, another point, right? Meiresh, another thing about Rabbah. Meiresh have Ovid Mar Trei Kisi. Initially, Master Rabbah had two separate purses. Chad Anid the Alma, v'chad Anid the Masa. One was for Aniyim of the world, and one was for the local Aniyim. Kevin Shamul Hadama L'Shmul Rav Tachlif Bar Abdimai. When he heard Shmuel, what he said to Tachlif Bar Abdimai, which is what? Which is what? We had this before, no? No? Oh, no? 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 Okay. Avid Chad Kisa. The Asni Allah. Then he just had one purse and made it Tnai. The Asni Masni Matsibul Chakam Chalaba. So one was enough and you create a Tnai stipulation. And Yunami Avid Chad Kisa, the Asni Allah. That's. I don't think you need that either to make a stipulation. They give it to me, and that's what I want. And therefore, there's no need for any stipulation at all. So it's already on my das. So this is the second Gemara. So here too, the Rin Migash steps in. He says, this Gemara, the Shamit Mina, the masna halo masna lo. Originally, it says that you need a tnai. Now, then it says after you don't need a tnai. It says you need a tnai. The isak adaitach. If it would be true that l'shanosu kol mashi yirtzu is even with davar she'ein tzarach aniyim, then Abaye is considered to be the head of the city, reish masa. Why lamali lasnuya? It's a foolish b'raisa. Mentions that before. Has to advise Acher Yeshu Shanoso. So here it's less of a shinoi. Here it's for Ani Olam, from Ani Yair to Ani Olam, or whatever direction, right? So what is that? It's Ani Ani. So you have a Shanoso. If Shanoso meant for any tzorech, so then why do you have to have it tonight? Abaye is a Rish Masa. That's his right. So this is very difficult. The Ramban already pounces on the Rin Migash. This is his raya. Again, El Rav Shmamina, Dai Diktan Shlomo Yitzirsa, Tzorach Aniyim, Vavodav Shein Tzorach Aniyim, Ein Lai Meshus Vashanosim Klal. So the Ramban asks a simple kasha. But what else does it say in that raya? So right before Shanos, Tzorach Aniyim, so what does it say? Kubat Tamchoy. Now what's the difference between Kubat Tamchoy? Aniyim Olam versus Ani Yair. So anyway you have the problem. What are you gaining, Rimagash? You anyway have the issue of Kubat Tamchoy, which is before, is that you could change. So what do you need tonight? Right, you have a problem. The Ramban jumps on the Rin Migash. So, Elamai, what are you going to answer? And if you're going to answer what are you going to answer, then it's not going to be a kasha on the other shita either. The answer is, that who are we talking about there that's making the shinui from Kuba Tamchoy to Tamchoy Kuba? Beisdin. Right, Beisdin. This is like a different halacha of the whole city. So, and yet here we're talking about a gabay tzedakah, so maybe it's not the same. So if that's the case, so this is why maybe you need tonight here as well. Maybe you could do hashanos chomash yirtzu, even beyond sarachei aniyim, but that has to be the people who are the heads of the town, but not stam a gabay. So then manafshach, what do you have here as a raya? This is the Ramban's kasha. Let's take a look. Masha Abi Rai, the second paragraph of the Ramban earlier. Because again, he quotes the Rin Migash and doesn't like it. In the first part, he brings that the Girsa was different, that we've pointed out before, the Knishta Be Midrasha. Then he has other things he discusses, other Gemaras. Masha Abi Rai comes back to this. The Rin Migash is Raya, the Haid Ketan Shanosa, a few of Ramesha Tzorchaniyim. So then, Kivan the Bayer Mishmas, Avagam Rasnuye. The Lochazino Lahach Raya, I don't get it. Shafiru Kishetim Saloma Kidvarov, even if you'll grant what he says, that you can't be Mishana for something which is not Tzorchaniyim, Lamale Rasnuye, who needs it tonight? Ha'akolaniyim. It's all Anim anyway, but Tanya, Rashan Rasis Kupa Kamchay, Tamchay Kupa. So what's the difference? Al Mayisoch Lomeimar. The Hashinoi Akiras Shem Boy Utnai Bnei Ha'ir Boy. Like we fixing Marba Mitzvah, Mageves Purim, you can't just take stamps from it unless it was Ma'amir Hashayir. And that Briso, Shanukamashayirso, Kishashinu Nami, also the Ma'amir Hashayir Kami, you need them to be there to get their stamp of approval on it. Because Savanami Rabba, the Chi Karminan, Lishnaskamashayirso, Hanimi, Vishwatsukhuaka, Kishanosan, Avashiyasna Mitrigo, okay. So Lumai said it's difficult. You have to know. The Rajba tries to answer this kasha, but this, again, this is already, we don't have time to go too much into it, but this is a kasha of the Rimagash. Lumai said Rimagash brought a raya, thought he had a raya, but this is a difficult raya. The Ramban asked and the Rimagash. Okay. Lumai said the Gemara concludes that Abashi says you don't even need that because it's all das me. The only thing I was thinking is maybe he says Abai was Reish Masa, so maybe he thinks that that's good enough. That's considered like you had the same thing as it's not just a Gabai. He says starts with the thing. Abai was Reish, but Abai didn't close that part. So maybe he says there's no distinction between the Abai and the. But again, if that's the case, let it work through Kupa Tamchu. Again, it's not that, still not full answer. Okay, another Gemara, another story. Hano Beitre Tabchi. There were. Shem the Girsi, it was true tabachim, all the tabachim, they were butchers. Okay, let's see now the Girsa Trey Tabachim. So they have this deal, they made a deal. The Avdi in Yana, Bahadi Adadi. In Yana, Rashi says, means it tonight. They made the following stipulation. The Koman, the Ovid, the Yom, the Chavre, they wanted each one to have their day to sell the meat. So if one person is going to be selling meat on the day that belongs to the other guy to sell, Nikru and Mishrei. Mishrei is his skin, the hide. So Rashi says, Mashrei or Behema, that will be able to confiscate, rip up the hide, and those who have a severe monetary loss because he's breaking the condition. And again, we had before the Braisa concluded, L'siya al-kitsasan means you can create a standard where you can penalize people who break the rules. So this is what their deal that they set up. So Maisa, one person broke the rules. Azal Chad Minay, again, if one of two or one of many, one of the Tabachim broke the rules. Avad B'yom Dechavre. So they filed suit. Karu L'mishche. They ripped up his hide. They came to a din Torah. Asal Kamei D'Rava. Chivunu Rava L'shume. They required that the person get compensated. They were mazikim. Esvei Ravi Yemar Bashram Yelo Rava. He asked the Kasha from the Bryce. L'asiyal Kitzasan. Says in Furish that they here have a right, and these are the people of the city that they created that standard that they can punish based on what they set up to punish. L'siyal kitzasan, to go against what the Torah, normal normative law of the Torah is, and to go over and above into concert to create penalties. Lo hadere Rava. Rava didn't respond. Amar Papa. Papa stepped in and explained why Rava felt they were chayv to pay him for damaging. Shapir Abed lo hadere midi. Why? Because Hani Mili, when is all this true that they can create their own situation that they can punish monetarily? Han Milcha Dileka Adam Chashuv. If there is an Adam Chashuv that is there, then they can create the standards on their own and impose such a fine. Av Echa Dik Adam Chashuv Lauko Kibina Demasnu. Then it has to go through him. Sounds like this Asiyah Kitsasan has another condition associated with it. Depending on whether it's Adam Chashev, if it's Adam Chashev, then he has to be the one that has to be made aware of such a penalty. Rashi explains, Rafko Kimel, Masnu El Befanav. He's there and he approves of that fun. Okay, that's another piece of Gemara. Can't always want to say more, but we go our way. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we're coming. Yeah.
Adam Chashev, we're talking like the Kalta Batorah?
That's a good question. What does Adam Chashev mean exactly? We have this question, comes up a lot with Talmid Chacham in Halachas. Exactly what is the standard? Is it how much knowledge was Adam Chashuv here? If he's perceived as Chashuv, that's considered Adam Chashuv. Was there an objective standard or is it just perception? Not clear. Let's see how it's brought maybe in the Rambam. We don't have a Rambam Hilchos Mechira, do we? Okay, we don't Chashuv Mishpat either. You have it back? Okay. What is it? Who has it? Wants to read the Rambam in this? Let's find it. Yud Dalid, Yud Aleph. Does the Rambam give us any clue about Adam Chashuv? Yeah? Go ahead. You have it. The Mechira Yudala, they say, right?
Chacham
Chashuv. That's how he says it. Okay. So he sounds like Chacham Chashuv, not just Adam Chashuv. Chacham. Okay. Let's continue in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Another halacha gan stuck. Again, you see how the halacha is all quoted, all brought in Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. Ein mechashvin, if I'm not mistaken, we did this once on a Sunday, connected to the Torah of Pasha Shkolim, yeah? I believe so. Tan Rabbanan, ein mechashvin b'tzdaka im gabay tzdaka v'lo b'hegdash im ha-gizborin. So two things are mentioned. One regarding tzdaka and also the inyan b'gizbori hegdash. Ein mechashvin. What does ein mechashvin mean? Rashi, lo mehechan nesatem mos yegevisem. Those to have the accountability, they have to tell you exactly where did you put the money that you collected. We have to know where it went. We need to figure out every dollar or every whatever, where, how it was distributed. Otherwise, there's possibilities of corruption. You could pocket something for yourself. But you don't require that. Why is that? In other words, they're considered to be inherently trustworthy. And this is true by Gabay Tzedaka, and it's true for Gizbari Hegdish. And the support pasuk, which is described as a zecher ledavar, va'abishain raya ledavar, it's not exactly a proof, we'll see why not, zecher ledavar. There is something here that is a support of some kind, zecher, shenema. The pasuk says, it's again as we said in the Haftorah Pasha Shkolim, in the discussion there of the renovation that took place of the Beis HaMikdash under the reign of, anyone remember which king it was? Wasn't that long ago, Pasha Shkolim? Who was the king that the Torah describes here as overseeing the renovation? Yehoyada HaKohen, he was the Kohen Gadol, but who was the king? Yehoash was one of the Malchi Yehuda. It's interesting. It says that he was a baby when he became king. I mean, he was, and then he was all the descendants of Malchus Beis David that could have been king were killed out by Asalia, and his life was saved by Yehoyada Kohen Gadol as a baby, and 7 years old he became king. Not one. He was one, and then he was hidden for 6 years in Kodesh HaKadoshim. The whole Maisa, because what happened was, Pasuk there says that he kept the mitzvahs all Yamav Ashehoro Yehoyada HaKohen. Whenever he had the mentor Yehoyada Kohen Gadol, he was loyal to Torah mitzvahs. The diuk is because what happened afterwards was that the Sof Yamav, he began to turn to Avodah Zarah, Tawrid Avodah Zarah, and that's when you have that terrible story that you all know from the Goddess of the Churban, the Gemara and Gittin, that what happened was that there was a Navi that gave Musar, his name was Zachariah. Now Zachariah is not Zachariah from Treyasar, that he wasn't by his Sheni time. But Zachariah was Zachariah, the son of Yehoyada. And it says that he got up and gave Musar, and what did he do? And the king, this Yoash, ordered that he be killed. And that was done when? We know from the Kinnis, right? It was done on Yom Kippur and the Azara, and the blood of that Navi, Zachariah, kept boiling for maybe 200 years till the Churban. That's a terrible, terrible story. But it was, unfortunately, that same Yehoyash. And the Pasuk Dafka describes, it seemed to be a Yomim, I think, that Lo Zachar, that King Yehoash did not remember the chesed that the father of this Navi Zachariah had done for him. It says that they told him, they convinced him that he was a god because he survived in Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the Yehoash. Again, you have no lunach, a little lunach. So, anyway, so this is the pasuk that we're describing here. That as they were describing the details of the renovations of the Beis HaMikdash, so v'lo yichash v'es ha'nashim mashidus ha'kesef al yadam l'aseis l'osi ha'melacha. So they would not make an accounting with the people who would handle the money that they would give to the people working. Ki b'emunah hemosim. Okay, so this is the pasuk. Now what does it say here? It's a zecher ledavar. It's a whole discussion, Rashi and Tosfos here, exactly why is it referred to as a zecher ledavar and not a raya ledavar. Now, there's two things to keep in mind. There's the gabay tzedaka, and there is the gizbare. Now, in what sense is it not a raya ledavar? On both counts, or only on the count of gabay tzedaka? This is where it gets a little more nuanced with Rashi and Tosfos. Let's see. Rashi says like this. Ein raya ledavar, why not? The law be gabay tzedaka ksiv. because the pasuk is not referring to gabayt staka. We're trying to extrapolate for gabayt staka also in mechashvin, but it's not referring to gabayt staka. Ela b'gizbari hegdish hanosnim laosei hamelacha shapolim, and that's different than what you have in gabayt staka, because what's the issue over there? Shapolim merubim lemachus harbe. They have many different workers doing many different specific crafts. Lugodrin, lechutzviyah evan, right? The people dealing with the stones and all the different activities involved. Godrin, lechutzviyah evan, kesafim, chamorim, transportation aspects. Luknos eitzim, v'avni machsev, as described in the psukim. And therefore, v'yef shalamed ala cheshbin. In other words, it's impossible to keep total cheshbin because there's so many different expenses involved with different parties. Kedar minu bi'amal, Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, from the Shavuos there, Balabai is tarb befolav, hu be'inshi. What does inshi mean? Aramaic for? Forgetting, right? Forgetting. Inshi, he forgets. Not people, he forgets. Balabai is tarb befolav, because of Balabai is has to pay different people who work for him. He has a lot of employees, so he's likely to forget. So Rashi is trying to bring in that svara to explain why it makes more sense, in which case, that they won't have to be accountable in the case of Gizbar. So the way Rashi would have it, so it comes out that you can't bring a raya to Rabbi Tzedakah, but who could you bring a raya to?
Gizbar.
And that's what you see in Beit Gershom as well. A little Beit Gershom on the side. In Rabbeinu Gershom, that the raya would be a raya when it comes to Gizbari Hegdish. It's not a raya when it comes to Gabay Staka. This is Rashi. I'm sorry, maybe you know first. Yeah, go. Yeah.
Why does Rashi even swear? I mean, it sounds like the pasuk says kina mana.
That's a good deal. That's a kasha. That's what they want to say. Why Tosfos didn't like Rashi? We'll see in the Maran in a second. You're asking a good kasha. Chora, the pasuk says different than Rashi. The pasuk says the reason why there's no accounting is because of munah hemosin, and Rashi is giving a swara because they're likely to forget. They have a lot on their mind. Yeah, it's a good high. It's a good timer. Yeah, Yaakov.
Rabbi
Gershom
was quoted a different pasuk.
The Rambam also quoted a different pasuk, if I'm not mistaken. What pasuk did he quote from okay, no, Yisrael Bekias. Who's that? Who's the king there? Good. He was a king that was righteous to the end. Okay, that's my hint. Okay, they did a second. There was another renovation many years later in the Tkufa Bayis Rishon under the reign of again another big reformer in a good sense. Who was it? Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, toward the end of the Tkufa Bayis Rishon, we have a whole kina about him also in the kinas Tisha B'Av, because it was a terrible tragedy when he died in the war by Paranacho, because he had a very strong agenda to turn the tide, and he really made tremendous headway in changing the whole trajectory of what seemed to be heading, you know, toward oblivion. And because of his chus, the churban was actually postponed by the Chinah says 22 years because they did proper hespedim on him. But again, it's a whole lot to talk about. Yeshua Melech, the Psukim tell us how he it started when he saw a Sefer Torah, the old Sefer from Moshe Rabbeinu that was brought out to him by Chilkiyo HaKohen, and it was open to what Pasuk? You guys don't know any of this? I hope you do. It's open to Pasuk in the Tochan Kisavo. Okay, so read up on it. You should. So the Pasuk says that Yoruch HaShem Oschem is Malkach HaShem Tokim Alecha. Anyway, so he said, Yakim, I have to do something. And Yakim, I have to create some change. And he started out, and it's also Haftorah. It's Haftorah, was it even in Pesach? Didn't we have Haftorah in Pesach? Yeah. Anyway, I think it was over Pesach. We had a second day Pesach. Yishlach HaMelech. Yeshua Melech, he created, they had a whole new carbon Pesach they hadn't done in years. But they had cleaned the Haftorah second day Pesach. It wasn't that long ago. So they cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash, and he burned, you know, He undid the Avodah Zarah in the land, but it wasn't enough. They were still doing Avodah Zarah B'Seser, Litzan Davik Bo, Chei Litzani Hador. Anyway, so what happened was they did a renovation of the Beis HaMikdash then under his reign as well, and that's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes, and that's what Rabbeinu Gershom quotes also. Yeah. So now so this is a different pasuk, but again, the same idea. So why is it only Zeichu Davar? What does Tosus say? Babishin Raya Davar, Zeichu Davar, Raya Gemura Eina, the Shani Hasim, Shari Sadiqim Gemura. The people involved with those dealings were mamish on a high level, so that's why you can't prove from them to us. So what did Tosus say different than Rashi? So the Maran, others, they point out, the Mashah maybe, as you right away noted, the Rak Noam, Rashi's Svara doesn't fit the Pasuk, the Pasuk Bemuna Himosim. That's why Lo Yechash. So Tosus is very good. Tosus says that the Bemuna Himosim of the people of that caliber, that Sitkus, that's the Bemuna Himosim that we can trust, but doesn't necessarily carry over to us. According to Tosus, it's not a Raila Dover, not by Gabay Staka and not by Gizbari Hegdus. Let's see, the Maram says it. Hadalawatu Tosus Lefarish Kapirish Rashi, Mishapirish Rashi, the Mefarish Lechash, while here Mitam Shef Shalamad al Cheshbin, while he's Yashif Haposuk, the Mashma that Tam the way Machashbin, how you Mitam Shem the Marim. That's what you tie in it, that's the Maram. The Marsha. I don't see a Marsha. I thought it was, maybe it is in the Chanshah Gadis, maybe. No? No. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Chanshah Gadis. Kaslatosis derai gemura ena the shiny hasam shri tzadikim lo nichu de koi zechu davar adil elmine gabit staka kipir shrashi de koi nami avilo behegdish the salk mine ya kasamed kachol chashu kizing mume vadim mune yosin. Okay, so you gain according to Tosis those 2 points that it's a raya, it's only a zechu davar and not a raya davar for both issues. And also that the fact that the pasuk seems to suggest it's based on the bimune mosim. For Rashi, I don't know, it's difficult. Another Gemara, one more memra here of Rabbi Lazar from that same section in Tanakh. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I guess you have to know. Where's this pasuk that he's going to quote? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Abi sheyeshu adam gizbar nema b'toch beiso. Even if a person has a trustworthy gizbar, yatsur v'yimne, he should still take it out and count deliberately. Shenema v'yatsur v'yimne. Where's this pasuk? Which story in Navi? I think it's the one, isn't it, by Yoash? This by Yoash. This Yud Beis, Mach Beis Yud Beis. This would be Yoash. Interesting. So according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, the earlier pasuk was for Yoshiyahu, and this one is Yoash. So what exactly does it mean? They should serve. Serve means you take it out and you do a count. Why? You just got finished saying Lo Yechashvu. There's no need to check them out. So why Yatsu v'Yimnu? And why did they do? Why did they do it? Rashi Yatsu v'Yimnu Yatsu v'Yimne Hakesef Shu Moser Biyado. The money that's given over to him, he should take it and count it. Even though there isn't going to be a cheshbin done about this, so you would think that if you do a cheshbin, then you have to count it, see how much it took, and then how much is later on is laid out where it went. But you're not doing any counting later. So why do you have to do lay out the money and put it out in front of you? Still, whatever was counted, so the obvious question is, why are you doing it? Why are you counting it? You don't have to do accounting later. Say how much. So what's the difference? You got whatever amount, and you give it over. Like they'll deal with the money, they'll buy what they need. Well, why do you have to do accounting? Doesn't explain the Gemara. Why? Why? Masha says an interesting svara. What does he say? Efsher, suggesting, Efsher, Shumitam, Shelo Yerishus, Lemazikim, Alei. Kidamin per Kalabasar, Komila de Tsai Vachasim, Umanui. Interesting. That it gets the, it gives you more of a Shmira. Usually you say the other way around, right? When something is more Samui Menayin, there's a more Shower Bracha. No, he brings the Gemara in Chulin. I think from the Meiri's Mashma, a little different. The Meiri says, there's something. A couple of comments in these Gemaras. He says, He puts it into the Indian of Chashad also. Dibur Maschel, Koma She'ef Shego Adam Lishtadel, he writes. Shego Yavo Lachshod as Habrios Yishtadel. Apetoch Beso. Roy Lo Adam She'izor Bishmiraso, Bishmiras Masha Biyado. Kidei Shelo Yehe Adav Matsri Lo Lachshod Habrios. Val Zer Omru Abishayish Lo Adam Gizbetoch Beso, Yitzav Yimne. So what does he mean? You're preventing potential of people being choshed. So it just makes things somewhat transparent, even though at the end there isn't any need for it. I'll give you a few Rambams to look at. Let's just look at the Lashonos of the Rambam. Okay, Perek Tes Matnas Aniyim. You have it in your back, your Gemara, obviously, also. Okay. So many of the early halachas we covered already, right? It talks about kupa tamchoi, how many you need for the gviya, for the distribution, tamchoi kupa, switching it. That's an halacha zayin. And then you have an halacha ches. And by the way, in the Rambam sheet on that issue is what? That you can mishana for anything of Tzarchi Tzibur, not like a Rimagash. Usually he follows a Rimagash. Here he doesn't. Halacha ches, gaboy tzedakah im Hashem lifot zem mizeh b'shuk, el kidei shiyeh zeh porosh l'shar, zeh porosh l'chanus v'govin. Okay. Tes, matza hagabay mos b'shuk, lo yitnim b'toch kitiso, l'toch arnik ishot tzedakah, shegiyah l'beiso yitlein. Yud, haya hagabay noshe b'chavero maneh, Upro b'shuk, lo yitnei mitoch kiso, lo toch arnek ishul tzedaka, shigil obeisa yitrein, v'lo yimna mos ha-kupa shnayim, we saw that as well, echad mi'achshad, shenemar, v'yisim dikim Hashem Yisrael. Now, this shenemar is going on what? Only on this halacha or going on everything before also? How do you learn it? I mean, the Rama has a separate halacha here in halacha yud, first about being paid, but that's similar to halacha tes, of course, right? Which is when he's getting money for tzedakah, when he finds money, rather. And then he has that counting. And the shenemar is from the kiyum. So, what do you assume? It's not going on just on one halacha, right? His stomach's going on everything on halacha yud for sure. But then if it's halacha yud, then it's got to go back to tes also because it's the same idea, unless the division is different. L'chayra, the din of the guy beit tzedakah who collects payment is based on the Yisrael Nikim. So obviously finding money is also the Yisrael Nikim. So that takes us back to Lacha Tes. Now, if that's the case, it should make sense to go back to Lacha Ches as well, which is not to be Poresh. It's also because of Chshad. So Mistav Yisrael Nikim is all on going back, all back to Lacha Ches as well. Interesting thing is, Lacha Yud Aleph, Rambam brings afterwards. Lacha Yud Aleph, we also read today, Gabay Tzedakah She'en L'maniyim L'chalek, so I have a deal here. And why did the Rambam put that separate? In other words, and then he goes on with Tamchoi. What's the issue for that? What did Rashi say? Why are you poet with other people and not yourself? Why are you mochel achirim by Tamchoi food? Why? Because people will be choshed that you're giving yourself a better rate. So it's also using the king. So why did the Rambam first bring a number of halachas v'isum nikiyim, and then bring this halacha kiyu as a separate halacha. Then he goes on. The ein machash v'in the tzedaka and gabay tzedaka shenemar. This is what we pointed out before. The Rebbe Gershom's girsa. Ach lo yichashu yitam hakesef and yitam hayadam. That's the pasuk in Yoshiyahu later in halachim. But it's interesting. Right? I don't know why the Rambam in halacha yid aleph begins with halacha that could have been put before the shenemar of the previous halacha. If anyone has any suggestions, I'm really, I don't have a pshat. It's very interesting that the Rambam would do that. But what Pashas Shenemah V'yisim Nikim is going on any all these various halachas, Yotza V'yimna, apparently the Rambam did not quote, that we just read now, the Yotza V'yimna, I don't think it was quoted by the Rambam, somewhere else or not. No, I don't see it in the Rambam. The Rimi learns that that's also based on V'yisim Nikim. The Mashah said it's something else, but the Rambam didn't quote that at all, correct? In Mechashvin, that's what we see here. But what about Yotza V'yimna? That's not in the Rambam. Okay, so we have to... Mustama, you didn't go Vayter yet, right? You probably didn't go as far as we did either, but maybe you did. Okay, it's okay. Vayter Gemara. Okay, so for tomorrow, we have the Hemshacha Gemara. These two Tosafin, I'm debating. If we do it, we'll do it very quickly. So I'd want to... It's a little bit intricate, the two Tosafin about the Cheshbon. We'll see. But we have to move on also, so we have to figure out how to... Okay, Rabbi Sai, tomorrow...